Hi, this is Dr. Glenn Pickering. I was just talking to a couple that was having a quote-unquote communication problem, which of course meant that they were playing tag a lot. They told me that things had gotten so bad at home that they were arguing almost all of the time. Luckily, they had gotten to the point where they were sick of those arguments and were ready to find a different way of dealing with their conflicts. Now, whenever two people argue, I know the exact number of people who are listening. Zero. And the exact number of people who actually have a good point. Two. Each of those people with a good point keeps trying to make their point, feels unheard, rightly, and so tries to make their point over again, even louder. The process escalates until one of the people breaks off the conversation by leaving, or by saying something so hurtful to the other person that they leave. In the end, the conflict remains unresolved, which just means that at some point in the future, we're going to have the same argument all over again. Yuck! In AA, they say that the definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing over and over, expecting that this time the result will be different. At the risk of pointing out the obvious, we don't break out of our arguments by loudly making our point over and over again. It's insane to think that that strategy will work this time since it never does. Luckily, there's a way that does work. You can end any argument at any time by doing something different. By simply saying, since we were arguing, that must mean that I wasn't really listening. Please tell me your point again in its simplest form, and I will try to really listen. When you do this, the other person will be very motivated to do the same thing for you, and the two of you will be well on your way to resolution. And here's how come. Because as soon as each of you actually listen to the other person, instead of just repeating your own point, you will realize that they really do have a good point. They will realize that you also have a good point, and the two of you can start generating solutions that address your concerns and theirs. You'll get to resolution quickly, and you'll feel like a team. Now, that's a total win-win. So, the next time you're in a conversation that's going nowhere, do something different. Quit repeating yourself. Acknowledge that you weren't really listening, and ask them to repeat their main point. This strategy will change everything. I promise you, there are no irresolvable conflicts. There are, however, conflict resolution strategies that never work. And repeating your own point over and over again is one of those strategies. So, anytime you choose to, you can drop the insanity and choose a different strategy, one that will move you towards resolution almost instantly. Now, you can probably see that this new strategy, you know, the one that works, will require a certain level of humility. Not humility in the sense of being less than or one down. Humility in the sense of dropping your prideful quote-unquote need to be right and embracing instead your real need, the need to be in right relationship with the people you love. Hopefully, you can see the seriousness of the choice that you are facing. You can cling to your pride, keep arguing, and gradually destroy every relationship that you have. Or you can do it different and be happy. It really is up to you. Thanks for listening. You take care.